So when I was about 16 or so, maybe 15, my mother got a new boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
The husband that she's with now. I'm sure I've talked about him before. To you and to my listeners.
Okay.
When he first started visiting the house, so we didn't really have like a big house. Well, that wasn't especially small. We had like a okay size house, considering like my mum's job and stuff. Like it was decent, 4 bedrooms.
Yeah.
But it was not especially soundproof.
Okay.
Nah.
Vaguely see where this is going.
It's an incredibly traumatic experience for a 15-year-old boy to hear her mother and her new boyfriend.
Oh my God, I really hope she doesn't listen to this.
Dude. And like the first time I heard it, like I tried like putting like earphones in and just tried to drown out the noise. It comes like a bit of a surprise because I think I was downstairs watching TV. And they were like, okay, we're going to bed. So I was like, all right, see ya. They didn't go to bed. Or rather, they did go to bed. They didn't go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Then he came over to stay the next weekend. And I was like, fuck that shit. Like, I'm not putting myself through that again. So I asked my friend if I could stay over his house for the weekend.
Yeah.
He said, you can stay for one night, but not both nights.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay.
Pick carefully.
Like, yeah. Well, I picked the Friday.
Okay.
Instead of the Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Didn't seem to make much of a difference at the time.
Yeah.
So I go to stay over at my friend's house on the Friday. We had sort of like a routine as teenagers to meet up by like the leisure centre in Greenwich on a Friday afternoon. About 7 p.m. people would just sort of like gather on the wall of the leisure centre.
Yeah.
When there's enough people, then we'd go down to some really cheap alcohol shop, buy what we can, and then go and hang out in like the park or by the Cuttersark in Greenwich. Uh-huh. And just sort of like be hoodlums on the street, just drinking and stuff. Yeah. Not hoodlums, we're very respectable people. We didn't like harass other people. But we probably looked really scary to like passers-by. Sometimes it would grow to like a group of like 30, 40 teenagers, like all hanging around drinking.
Looking for trouble.
Not looking for trouble.
but it looks that way.
Yeah. Like, if it was me now, I would not feel comfortable like walking.
If you saw that coming down the pavement, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but we were nice. Anyway, so like we met up with like our friends. We had a few drinks. In fact, I bought a bottle of peach schnapps from my house to enjoy because I didn't want to buy. I didn't like beer and stuff, and everyone really always just like drank beer. So
okay,
there was a bottle of peach schnapps going in my house. I thought, I'll have that. So I was drinking my peach schnapps. We were heading. I don't know where we were going. We were just like walking aimlessly around Greenwich. At the time, I didn't know actually where we were because I didn't know that area that well. But now, looking back on it, it's so annoying. Let me start.
Start at the beginning.
So, we're walking down the street, having some peach schnapps and beers and whatnot. I think by that point, I was already quite tipsy.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more than tipsy. And we went down sort of like a little back residential street. And I found like a shopping trolley. So, I thought, great fun.
Why not?
Yeah. You're down like a little quiet street. Bunch of friends having drinks, get in the shopping trolley. So I get in the shopping trolley, everyone's like pushing me around and stuff. They just like slim me down the street. I fall over. That's all fine. When I get up, there seems to be conflict with other people. These three guys have appeared out of nowhere and are causing trouble. The three like bad guys.
In your group?
No, not in a group.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just complete strangers. Hoodlums. These were the real hoodlums.
Okay.
There were like 6 of us, but like 3 of them. And they were like sort of starting trouble with us for some reason. I think they just like wanted our phones or any other valuables. They were.
Wanted the beer.
Maybe they wanted the beer. I don't know. Or my schnapps.
Or the peach schnapps, yeah. It's always a possibility.
One of them had, like, a weapon of some sort. I think it's, like, a car tool. I don't really know what it is. It's, like, it was, like, a
wrench
cross.
Or something?
It was, like, a cross. I think it's something, like, for taking hubcaps or wheels. It's, like, a cross, but with, like ginormous Allen key type things on it.
Okay.
Do you know what you mean?
Yeah.
Big metal thing. You put it in, like, you turn it around. Something like that. He had, like, one of those and was, like, threatening people with that. And they were just sort of going around everyone like, oh, get your phone. Everyone was like, no, obviously. But then, like, they sort of changed tact and tried to be sort of, like, friends with us. Like, they were being, like, less intimidating.
They sort of, okay.
They were trying to sort
Did
of, like,
get cold
be
feet
pally
or something?
Pally. No.
What?
No.
They were pally, like, go on, give us your phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, like, one of them, like, sort of, like, said, like, give me your phone. And I was like, no, I don't have a phone. And then, like, he patted my pocket and he was like, you clearly have a phone. And I was like, well, that's my erection.
Oh, my God.
It's a schnapps. I was quite drunk on schnapps.
That's a quick way to get, like, a wrench to the face.
Yeah, he was unhappy. He got, like, really angry with that. And then one of my friends quickly jumped in and was like, oh, no, he's okay, he's just, like, being an idiot. And then he said to me, like, oh, like I know this guy, like he's okay, like, he just wants to see your phone. And I don't know why, it's so stupid. I was like, okay, like, this is what, like, one of my good friends who said this, and I thought, like, he knew the people. So I took out my phone, I gave it to him. And then...
Was this the peach schnapps again?
Bit of peach schnapps, bit of, like... naivety and bit of
bit
like
of trusting your friend
guy.
yeah
and then he took my phone. I didn't see it ever again.
Oh dear.
Like, he was wearing like a massive
duffel coat or something,
like it was like the shape of a duffel coat but like a puffer jacket.
Okay.
like a massive like winter coat or something. It was like ginormous, like he probably had like 100 pockets in it or like little hidden
100 phones in it.
yeah. He was walking around sort of like one of those like con men sort of open up and like, what would you like,
take a pic.
But then he was like, oh, I don't have your phone. I was like, you clearly have my phone. I just gave it to you. And he's like, oh, I gave it to my friend, like, why don't you ask him for it. And like it was like cat and mouse sort of thing, like. And they took someone else's phone as well. I think the same thing happened. Like, so like they got this other guy's phone.
Did they get the phone of the guy who was like, oh no, you can trust him, he's a...
No, they didn't. They didn't get his phone.
Ah,
annoyingly.
What a snake.
Back then, not everyone had phones. They weren't so common that everyone had them. Most people had them if you were like cool, and most people were cool. But like, it wasn't like sort of commonplace now that. As like everyone has shoes, everyone has a phone sort of thing. But annoyingly, like, I had a really cool, I had like the Matrix phone, like where like you flick it and then like the thing comes down.
Oh, wicked.
And then like it had like voice recognition as well, so like it'd be like call home, and it were like call home, which these days is like nothing, but back then it was badass.
Yeah. Like the first Siri or something.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't really work that well.
Those things never really work for me.
Yeah,
it's just so like, much more effort, and just doesn't work.
Even now, like, they're a little bit sketchy. So back in like 2000, it was really, really sketchy.
Yeah,
but it was still cool. It was still a cool phone, and I looked very cool. Like, it was like a little flip down.
Yeah, I like this. I wish they still existed.
They probably do. But anyway, so like, yeah, I was like back and forth, like, give me your phone. He's like, I don't have your phone. Like he would let me pat him down. I patted him down. He's like, see, I don't have your phone.
Pat each of his 100 pockets.
And he was wearing a baseball cap. And I took his baseball cap and then, like, ran away with it. I was like, give me your phone. I've got your baseball cap. That was a mistake. Because then, like, they come after me with, like, the wrench thing. And I was like, okay, I'm back. And then they were like, oh, come on, let's go for a walk. And then, like, they sort of led us all down by the Thames River.
Yeah.
Oh, what was really, really annoying is I didn't know at the time because I wasn't that good friends with him, but now I know where the location was. This happened right outside who is now my best friend, James. It happened right outside his house.
Aha, okay.
Literally, right. I think when I crashed on the shopping trolley, I bashed into a lamppost that's right, literally right outside his door.
Still there. You can still see
the dents. The dent. But I wasn't really friends with him back then. I didn't know that's where he lived. Even if I did know that's where he lived, like, I don't know if I'd be comfortable knocking on his door and being like, save me. But yeah. So they, they like led us down to the, this really dodgy place by the river, like sort of a little industrial area. And, again, sort of like cat and mouse. Like, I think like I was constantly trying to get like the phone back off them. So this other guy, and it was like there was one guy who was like really annoying, small and ratty, and just like a bit of a dick. He's the one who initially took my phone. There was another one who was like really unhinged. He was the one with like the wrench that was like, if like you sort of, you ever seen Skins?
Yes.
Or like a Train Spotting.
I haven't seen that either.
Okay, you haven't seen Trainspotting, but like, okay, there's a character in there. I'm sure everyone else will know if you've seen Trainspotting. Begbie. Like, this guy was like Begbie. Like, if you say the slightest wrong thing, like, he would just go mental on you and think that he's justified in doing it. So I like tried to stay well clear from him. And then there's this other guy, the third guy, who was clearly a dick because he was hanging around with dicks, but he was actually like really sympathetic. He was like, I'm really sorry this has happened. Like, but at the same time, they were still doing it.
Sounds odd.
It was a really, really weird situation to be in. And I would kind of like to be in that situation again, but like not drunk on schnapps, to see like...
what you would do.
Not just to see what I would do, but just to sort of view it from like an undrunken... like maybe even like now my memories of it are not actually how it all happened. Because I was like quite drunk. And it was
schnapps
like...
talking again.
Yeah, and it was like 17 years ago, so like... I'm sure my mind has altered how it all actually was. And it's probably altered at the beginning anyway, so... and then, like, they said, like, oh, let's go somewhere else. So they started to lead us, like, elsewhere. And, like, me and my other friend, the guy who was like, oh, yeah, give him your phone, it's okay. We were, like, slightly ahead of the pack. And we were saying, like, oh, what should we do? Should we just rush at him and, like, beat him up? And he was like, let's like, run away instead. And then, like... the crazy one like come over, like put his arm around us, and he's like, you're not planning anything, are you, up here, the two of you? And we're like, no. And he's like, okay. Then like he went back, and as like we were going around the corner, we were like a good 20 feet ahead of everyone else. As we went around the corner, we just legged it away, and we left like four or five friends like with
him. Oh, nice.
We legged it to there was a pub, I can't remember what pub it was, but like there's a pub around the area. We ran inside there, and we said, like, these guys have like just stolen our phone, like they've got like this tool, like they're threatening like our friends, like can you call the police? And the landlord guy was like, don't want any of it, leave right now. I was like, dude, like help us. And he was like,
come
no
on.
I was like, if we leave out the front, like they're gonna see us and beat us up. And he was like, you can leave out the back if you want, but that's the best I'm gonna do. So we're like, okay, we'll take that. So we exited out the back. We never saw them again. We managed to sort of dodge.
Did you see your four friends ever again?
We did see our four. I eventually stayed. I can't remember how the other guys got away or what even happened to them. But I stayed with my friend. So the friend who said I could stay at his house.
Yep.
He was not.
God, I'm surprised you let you stay after you just left him. Abandoned them.
I think we spun it. Like we tried to get help, but like no one would help us.
Oh, yeah, that's clever.
Yeah, I eventually did stay at the guy's house. We met up with him again. I can't remember how. I didn't have a phone to like phone him or anything. And then the next morning, like, I phoned my mum from the pay box and said, oh, I got mugged last night and blah, blah, blah. So then she come down, we went to the police station, filed a police report, just for the insurance. My phone was insured.
Yeah.
So nice. I managed to get the phone again. And all's well that ends well, really.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I think I only have one mugging related experience, which was I was waiting at the station on the way back from school, just on the platform listening to music. No, I wasn't listening to music, I was talking with my friend, and this guy just sort of comes up to me. I think he was a bit younger than me even. He was like, oh, is that an iPod in your pocket? I was like, yeah. I was naive also, I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's really cool, do you want to look at it?
yeah. And he was like, give it to me. And sort of just we all three of us my friend and me and my friend and the guy, we just sort of like froze. I mean, we just, no one said anything for about 30 seconds. Cause, like, I was not giving my iPod to this guy, like, yeah, this little guy.
Yeah.
But just eventually my train came, and then he suddenly turned all pally. He was like, oh, you're getting on this train then? I think he sort of got cold feet because he realised that was my train, and
yeah,
I don't know. He thought it wasn't worth it in the end, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe like that was like his first attempted mugging.
Yeah,
and it
yeah
wasn't going how he expected.
So he just,
and then he sort of, maybe he sort of realised, oh wait, there's one of me and there's three of them.
Like, he did the maths.
Yeah.
Yeah.